of shit. You know, I just wrote the letter and told you that. Here we are. Hello, hello. Yes, we're getting you. And you know, Fox, you ain't worth a shit. It's been, I gotta get my name. Okay, hello. A little more volume here. I don't want you to miss a remark. You can't. That's your booze. You know what? You ain't worth a shit. You'd like to hear from your wife?
Hi.
That's enough of that shit. Here it is. It's 3:30 in the morning. We woke your wife up from a little sleep, and we were just going by, weren't we? Yeah,
right.
That's, yes. Assistant coach Dick Morrow.
Godwin, you ain't worth a shit.
Yeah, see that? Anybody can get him. Oh, Christ. You ain't worth a shit. Does that make you feel better?
Yeah, you
feel just. No, this tape is worth 15 cents, I suppose, and we shouldn't. Yeah, I gave her 20 cents for the 25 for the stationery. We just wrote you a letter we're going to mail tonight with this tape, so they should arrive at the same time. Oh, you got good booze, Conlon. You stick to that rice wine. Here's my cigarette. He should stick to that rice wine. We'll take care of his booze. Ha! I don't give a shit if you ever come home, as long as you keep booze in the house.
So what does everybody else
want to
say?
I don't know. What does everybody else want to say? Want to say he's a nice guy?
You're a nice guy, Dan.
Nice guy, Dan.
You're a nice guy, Dan.
That's Mrs. Morrow. She isn't worth a shit either. That's a cop. Somebody just stole our car. We don't care as long as we wish your wife a happy birthday early.
No, ma'am. Hi.
That's enough. Well,
I got something to say.
Dick's got something to say. Talk loud.
You aren't worth a shit.
You aren't. Say it once more. See if he gets it.
Conlon, you aren't worth a shit.
Yeah, I picked it up that time.
How can you tell if you picked it up or not?
Hey, you know what? Do you know what? I can see the electric eye move. I haven't got one of these battery-operated things that ain't worth a shit. We got about a $300 outfit here that's got an electric eye that blinks every time a word is said. You see it work, Kay?
I didn't realize.
See that? Yes. You can always tell if you're picked up because the electric eye will move together.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's what the electric eye is for. You can always tell if you're being picked up. And baby, I'm being picked up. Okay.
Who's off. Gonna pick you up?
Yeah, I just gave. You know what, Dan? I wish you were here to give Dick his first lesson in marital sex. I told him that when you come to a point when you're drinking, you either get drunk and forget sex, or stay sober and get a little sex. And he chose to join me. Now that was a mistake, huh, Dick? Huh?
Sure was.
And just before we got our last drink, Bill, well, Mrs. Morrow came out and confirmed our little diagnosis that Dick is going to forget sex tonight because he's bombed.
Yeah.
And it's now 3:30 in the morning. He's got to go to work at 8. He hasn't got a prayer. I told him he might as well be a virgin. There you go.
Bottom?
Yes.
You ain't worth a shit.
My God, whoever comes to anybody's house and they run out of ice cubes.
Conlon.
Your wife isn't worth a shit, I don't think, Conlon. You and your wife, neither of you, run out of ice cubes. I went down tonight. You know, we went. Dick and I went down looking for ice cubes, and not in the upper ice box, so we went downstairs. Right, Dick?
Right.
Yeah. And we came down, and what do we have in our hands that we threw on the washer? Oh. We had something in our hands. We set it down.
Oh, the bowl. The detergent.
Oh, yeah. There's been a box of detergent on your stairs for the last week. So I thought I'd do your wife a favor, you know, and bring it downstairs. Huh?
Right.
So I set it on top of the damn washer, and it started going. Oh, I don't know what the hell happened to that. I've never seen anything like it. We don't really need you here, Conlon. You can stay over there for the rest of your life. Be another Tom Dooley. Who gives a shit? You know, really, when you break it down, who gives a shit about you? Nobody. Right, gang? Just your wife and I agree. Oh, we really love you, Conlon. Wish you were here. If you got more booze. You're almost running out. You better hurry home. No. Outside of that, no, by the way, there's no ice cubes in the bottom refrigerator either. What the hell do you do all day? Well, there you go. Pat and Dick took us out to supper tonight. Hey, they were a gracious host. Really. Fabulous. They signed the check. And they're very gracious. They got up and danced. And Dick danced some kind of a dance with my bride. I don't know what it was, but it looked awful touch and go for a while there. I was kind of worried about you, Dick. Thought she was going to step on your toe with her high heels. Well, she did.
What was it,
Calypso?
Calypso.
Chalypso. Chalypso. We're out at the Viking. That's on 494.
Normandale Road.
And Normandale Road, which is France Avenue South, right? Huh? No?
100,
if you know where that is. Well, you know, they started out at our house. Everybody met at our house.
Well, who's everybody?
Oh. What were those people's names?
Kathy and Denny?
Yeah, Kathy and Denny Wander. We call them Spade.
Spad,
yeah. Spad Wander and his wife, Kathy.
She's bleached her hair,
no shit. Well,
lighter.
So anyway, they met at our house and we had a few gimlets with stuffed olives.
With stuffed olives?
You bet your ass. So since when we left our house, nobody could touch our ass with either hand, so we drove your car. And you know what? Nothing happened. We didn't even scratch it. What a disappointment. So on the way home, we thought we'd stop at your house. It was only 2:30. 2:30.
Right.
And I'm happy to report your bride was in bed. You were in bed?
With Megan.
With Megan. That's one of the bigger thrills of the year, I'm sure. Megan. Anyway. And here we are. We wrote you a little letter. Happy like hell to write you, too, right, Dick?
Right.
Dick and I wrote you. Dick, 12
pages. I wrote him 12
pages. 12 pages. Just 12. That's all. Just 12. Both sides, we numbered them. You know. And I got you off four. Four, right?
Yeah.
Four pages. Four. Telling you how much we love you and we miss you and all that kind of sober shit. I hope you don't believe a word of it. You know. We really don't give a shit. You know, when you come right down to it, who really gives a shit?
This is the same kind of a tape.
The only thing we care about is you weren't here for Little League. Hey, how about that?
Right.
Yeah,
hey.
Little
undefeated so far.
Undefeated so far? Our first game was close, 19-3.
Two.
Two.
And,
they got two on us?
Talk about hockey.
Hockey. Oh, would you believe, you know what? The first Little League game we played was against, I don't know, the Indians or somebody. Let's just give it cool. That tape isn't out yet.
Oh.
Wood O'Connell's got itchy fingers. You know, you're going to have so much trouble in Hawaii. Never mind. Get your hands off.
She is so skinny.
Skinny.
You are really going to be beat up.
Oh, you're going to bleed to death, probably, before you get your... Never mind. Anyway, bring along Plaza, Band-Aids, and...
That's plasma.
Plasma.